Is spirit your life coach? What is your relationship with spirit like? What is it you seek when you turn to spirit? How does spirit guide you? And what parallels are there between life coaching and unity practices, principles, and beliefs? Well, how about we start with, what is life coaching? From lifecoaching.com, we read, life coaching is a designed alliance between coach and client, where the coaching relationship continually gives all the power back to you, the client. We believe that you know the answers to every question or challenge you may have in your life, even if those answers appear to be obscured, concealed, or hidden inside. Our skills are about knowing the right questions to ask and having the right tools and techniques to empower you to find those answers within yourself. So coaching is a relationship where the power rests with the client and in the client's trust of and belief in the relationship with their coach. It's a relationship where the client has all the answers within, even if they're hidden from view. Sound familiar? In unity, we believe that at depth, we already are the divine. We already have the truth. Now, we may choose to deny or ignore that fact. We may refuse to listen to the still, small voice and act in ways that do not reflect our heart's wisdom and our truest nature. A bit more from lifecoaching.com. Every day we make choices to do or not to do many things. These choices may range from profound to trivial, and each one has an effect that makes our lives more fulfilling or less fulfilling, more balanced or less balanced. Choices that make our process of living more effective or less effective. Life coaching helps you learn how to make choices that create an effective, balanced, and fulfilling life. The coach helps you connect your head and your heart in a way that transforms your passion for your dreams into action for your life. Sound at all like prayer and meditation? Like your relationship with spirit? Do you turn to spirit when you want to reconnect to your heart, your passions, or your deep inner truth, and determine actions based on your heart's wisdom? And what about actions? Consider this well-known quote from James chapter 2, verses 14 and 17. My friends, what good is it for one of you to say that you have faith if your actions do not prove it? Can that faith save you? So it is with faith. If it is alone and includes no actions, then it is dead. So faith in something greater than ourselves, and prayer and meditation to help us connect with that belief. Well, it's intended not as an end in itself, but as a means to living, to acting in this life in ways that represent our beliefs and fulfill our purpose. And life coaching, having a relationship with a coach who invites us to connect with our inner passions and dreams, well, it's not about having a nice conversation or noticing that we have dreams. Rather, it's about empowering us to take action on behalf of ourselves, to choose actions each and every day that prove that we have faith in the amazing, creative, and sacred being that we are. Let's look now at a few of the coaching techniques and concepts to see about those parallels with the spiritual journey. Well, first there's the client's agenda. Now, the client has a big A agenda and a little A agenda. The big A agenda. Okay, that's the deep inner truth, the values, the passions, the perfection, the spirit within. And we all have this big A. Even if and when we cannot see it, we do not know it, we cannot feel it, and we cannot live it. The little A agenda. Now that's life's stuff. The ups and downs, the activities, the joys, the frustrations, the to-dos. And we all need to navigate this little A stuff each and every day. Now, if we think about faith and works, well, the big A is the faith. And the little A, ideally, is the works. So the big A is the faith, and the little A is ideally the works. It's that ideally that brings in the challenge. Often we forget or get out of touch with our big A, our deep inner beliefs, as we become enmeshed with our little A. And yet without the little A, those action steps, well, the big A has no way to express and be seen in the world. So what is it about the little A that gets in the way of our big A being expressed in our lives? Now, in coaching, we talk about the saboteur. The saboteur, or gremlin, it's that inner voice, okay? And it says things like, "God, that was stupid. What makes you think you have any talent? Nobody wants to hear your ideas. You've not got anything original to say." That, stay away. That is way too big a risk. Just do what you're doing. It's cool. Play it safe. Stay where you are. In Unity, we talk about thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. Well, in life, the more power we give to our saboteur, the less power we are giving to our deepest truth. So we're invited to turn away from the gremlin message and turn toward truth. We must open, though, to other perspectives. options that our saboteur cannot and will not entertain. And isn't that the purpose of prayer and meditation? Not to change spirit, but to change how we see and perceive. When we're coaching, you may speak as your saboteur. I will notice and assure you, you are safe once more. I'll invite you to see perspectives you may have overlooked. Remind you of core values you claim. Your big A magic book. So how does a coach invite you into those other perspectives? Well, one way is simply to notice the saboteur voice. Acknowledge its message, its fear, doubt, smallness. And then invite you to separate from it. The voice of the saboteur is never, ever, ever your deepest truth. The saboteur is never the spirit within. Another option for seeing perspectives is guided imagery, which invites you to set aside life as you know it and connect with your future self. What's possible when every perceived limitation is stripped away? What's possible when we simply set aside our little A agenda and listen to our heart, listen to spirit? Listen to the deeper calling.
Coaching yet another day, we may take a trip. Travel forward that your future self may give a tip. All the wisdom deep inside is with you all the time. We'll be sure.
Guiding star.